This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Go here, just underway as the Lady D's and Blue Demons open up this doubleheader tonight. Clark in town for this boy-girl doubleheader, and a little late start in this first one for us as we ran some technical difficulties getting everything established, but we are on the air. 3:17 to go here, opening period. Albia trails as the Clarks come out red hot here to open things up. They're out in front, 12-0, Lady Indians. And here's another turnover, and as soon as the turnover takes place, a foul is incurred by the Lady D's. So things not going so well here in the early going. When you have more fouls up on the board than you have points, which is not too difficult to do when that scoreboard reads zero on your side of the scoreboard. 12-0, just underway here in the opening quarter. Another big crowd rolling in on the Albia side. Look for a big turnout for the boys' game. Lady D's coming off a really strong performance on Tuesday night down in Davis County. Just a two-point loss down there, or one-point loss down there. Here's a shot put up by the Indians. No good. Albia with the rebound. The Lady D's will push it ahead, looking for their first basket of the evening. Griffin, the outstanding sophomore, crossed the half-court line, picked up right away. Man defense applied. Now they're going to stretch out in the matchup zone. Here's a steal by the Indians. Other way they go. Bemis with the basketball, goes inside. Here's a shot put up by the Indians. It will not fall. And Casey Clemensrud will go to the line. She's got two shots to come. Again, if you're just joining us, it is a boy-girl doubleheader tonight. Clark is in town, the South Central Conference rival. And the Indians have the lead here. Jack and Johnny Flattery trying to mess with the other mic. That's the noise you heard. He's going to get himself thrown out of this place if he keeps it up. 13-0. Indians make the first free throw. That's the third point of the night for Casey Clemensrud. She'll get the second attempt here. On its way up, and it's good. Here comes the Lady D's, trailing 14-0. 14 straight points for the Indians. Peterson with it. Kylie Peterson dribbles in. Free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound long. Taken away by the Indians, and they'll push it ahead. Clemensrud to the right side, open three on the way, long three off the side of the iron, no good, rebound taken away by McLean. Jenna McLean clears it out, creates some separation, and on that strong rebound, she draws a foul on the Indians. Second team foul. Here comes some full court pressure applied by the Indians, man pressure. Sarah Clark will bring it up. Goes to the right side, Griffin. Now the Indians fall back into a zone defense. Peterson goes baseline. Nice baseline move. Shot up halfway down. Could have gotten the fall. McLean with the rebound. She'll put it up. Nothing going. Rebound to the Indians. It will go the other way. Clemensrud at the top of the circle. Albia falls back into its zone defense. Indians looking inside. Good defense there by Albia. Peterson steps in, takes it away, and hands it off to Clark. Sarah Clark will go the other direction. In transition, here's Bossert. Taking Bossert. Didn't find anything on the inside. She'll kick it back out. Right corner we go to Peterson. Kylie Peterson, the senior, goes up top to Bossert. Left wing, open for the three on the way by Mackenzie Griffin, and she gets the old goose egg off the scoreboard for the Lady D's. And Albia now trails 14-3. Nice ball reversal that time by the Lady D's, and Griffin was standing there waiting for the pass and had the open three and made it count. Here's a nice little dribble drive right down the right side of the lane, up and good. Libby Bemis with the basketball and the basket. The Indians will bring that pressure once again. And here's a unforced turnover by Albia. Ball back to the Indians. 14 straight points by the Indians to open this basketball game up before Albia answers with a three by Mackenzie Griffin. Ladies find themselves trailing 16-3 here as we go into the final 40 seconds of this first quarter. Here's a pass inside. Boy, a nice-looking pass shot up and no good. But Casey Clemensrud passed it to the wing on the pass, cut to the basket on the backside of the block, and her teammate found her wide open for an easy look. Abby recovered on the defense, but caught the foul, and that'll be two more free throws here for Clemensrud. She'll get the first one to drop. She'll have the second one to come. Clemensrud, it's up. It is good. Four straight free throws for Clemensrud, and the lead now at 15, largest of the night, 18-3. Clark over Lady D's. There's a pass to the right side. Peterson with it, going inside as we go under 22 seconds to go here. In this opening period, here's a foul on the Indians. A hold call on the inside. Jenna McClain getting lots of minutes on the inside right here at the end of this opening quarter. Foul on Clemensrud. 18 seconds to go. Sarah Clark dribbles in, has it momentarily stripped away. McClain will come up with it. Off the glass and good. High banking jump shot from the free throw line. Up and good. Abby now trails by 13, 18-5. Here's a pass inside. Clemensrud on the block, puts it high up off the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's, and that will conclude a furious quarter of action here as the Lady D's found themselves down 14 to open up. Put together 5 points here to end the first quarter, and they'll still be trailing here 18-5 when we come back for the second quarter. Don't go anywhere. More boys, girls, doubleheader action tonight, all night long, right here on your sports leader, KIIC.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the cat and Bowser your bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Lady D's with the opening possession of this second quarter. They missed their opening shot. Indians back on the other side of the court. They'll put a shot up. No good. Rebound controlled by Brooke Bettis. Bettis off to Griffin. Ahead it goes. Garver. She looks down low. Nothing there. Back out to the top of the circle we go with Mackenzie Griffin. Good patience here by the Lady D's. Bettis dribbles in. Puts a shot up on the baseline. Good. Back-to-back baskets by the Lady D's have turned the lead down to 11. 18-7. Albie dug itself a little hole to open things up, as the Indians rattled off 14 straight points before the Lady D's were able to answer. Now be on its own little run here. It's a jump shot from the top of the circle. No good. Rebound controlled by Cassie Krall. She'll hand it off to Griffin. Griffin, left side to the senior, Kristen Garver. Goes baseline to Bettis. Zone defense again here by the Indians. Dyson with it. Out to Krall. Open for three. Shot in the way. Off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound controlled, and we're going to have a jump ball. That is unfortunate. The ball came loose. Garver looked like she's going to come up with it, but Cassie Krall and Garver were approaching the same spot on the floor at the same time and ran into each other. The ball came loose. Bettis was able to grab onto it, but not before it was tied up. Jump ball goes Clark's way. Here's the Indians. Strong pass on the inside. Block! By Dyson, but the Indians recover. Here's a three on the way from the Indians. No good. Backside rebound up and good. Lady D's looked like they were going to survive that possession without a point by the Indians, but a good backside rebound by Libby Bemis, and here's another turnover by the Lady D's. 20-7, Indians with the basketball and the lead. Here's a three on the way. Up, no good. Clemensrud, and here's a pushing foul. And Sarah Pate cleaned the lane out. She got her momentum going, couldn't get stopped, and I think she took three white jerseys with her, and she'll get the foul. Player control foul, and Albia will get the ball back after the foul. That's her first, team fourth. 5:50 to go here, first half. 20-7, the Indians with the lead. Here's a pass to the corner, crawl with it. She'll go to the middle. Dyson in the lane, puts a shot up off the glass. Oh, couldn't get the goal. That thing was halfway down, folks. And it found its way out. Did not seem possible, but sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles on these nights. Here's the entry pass. Bettis, baseline, crawl, open, jump shot on the way. No good. Backside rebound loose. And the Indians will come up with it. Here comes Clark. 5:27 to go here in this opening half. Got a full night of basketball with you. Here's a pass nearly taken away. Good defense by the Lady D's on the interior. Indians moving the ball good. Here's a shot in the lane. Floater good. Little dribble drive by Kyler McCann. She split the defenders, went in the lane, put it up and good. 22-7, back to a 15-point lead. That will match the largest of the night by the Indians. Garver with it. Right corner, double team. And we're going to have a push. We'll take that. A little pushing foul as the double team came on Garver. Now he's got to be really cautious of that. That's is going to come quick. And they're going to bait you right to that spot. And that's what happened. Abby will stack it up on the inbounds pass over on the far side of the court. Inbounds comes. Griffin, she got the first points of the night for Lady D's, a three-point basket. 7-22. Albie trails here by 15. Ladies with the basketball. Right side it goes Bossert. Again, zone defense applied by the Indians. Kick out Bossert. She'll shoot the three up on its way. Halfway down, no good. Peterson with the follow. She can't get it to go. Dead eye. Shot. Couldn't get it to drop. And that's back-to-back possessions. Albie had opportunities. Just the ball would not go down. And we'll have a timeout on the court. We'll take a timeout as well. When we come back, 4:15 to go. First half, Albia trails 22-7. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Boys and Girls Basketball on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC, Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Straight points to open up the ball game by the Indians, and Albia is trying to fight its way back after that deficit. And we're going to have a 3 seconds in lane called on the Indians after their timeout. Lady D's really dug themselves a big hole to open things up, but have been playing much more efficient and basketball here in the last half quarter. 22-7, Albia trails. Peterson dribbles in, kicks it out, crawl. She'll go inside. Nice ball movement by the Lady D's. Inside it goes once again. Bettis on the block, has it stripped. And here comes the Indians and transition. Here's a pass that gets away, and Albia will recover it. Griffin will push it ahead. Go to left side, Bossert. Bossert dribbles in, goes to the corner to Bettis. Brooke, head fake, goes baseline, spins, goes in the lane, off the glass, no good. And I think Jack and Johnny Flattery went down there and put an old invisible lid on that rim. Because that is three shots in a row that Albia look like they're going to get easy baskets. But oh no, Jack and Johnny Flattery went down there and put some clear wrap on the top of that rim. 3:16 to go. Albia with the basketball after another turnover by the Indians. So Clark's giving Albia opportunities here. We've had some nice looks. We just got to get those balls to drop. Here is Clark. Right side, taking Bossert. She'll go to the top to Bettis. Crawl on the three-point shot there by Clark. Sarah Clark with a three-point basket. 22-10. Albia trailing by 12 here. 2:50 to go, first half. Here's another near turnover. Nope, they recovered it. Boy, that was nearly thrown out of bounds by the Indians. Klemsrud chased it down. Now the Indians with the basketball. Albia mans it up. Here's a pass on the inside. Shot up left ear off the glass. Good. Klemsrud. Albia with the man defense that time. Klemsrud got Bossard on the inside. Just spun in the lane with a little left-handed layup off the glass. Here's a steal by the Indians. They'll go the other direction. 2:13 to go here in the first half. Albia trails by 14. Three-point shot on the way. Off the side of the iron. Goes out of bounds, and Albia will get the ball back. Jenna McClain will check in. And she's going to give Kylie Peterson a break. Jenna with some real nice minutes here as a senior. Griffin will walk it up. The Indians fall back in their zone defense. They'll bring the pressure out to greet the point guard. McClain with it. Goes to the right side, nearly thrown away, but Albia will recover. Clark goes to McClain. She puts a shot up and is partially blocked, but the foul will come. McClain did a good job of holding the ball up over her head on the pass, didn't lower it down. And when she put the shot up, Klemsrud went to contest it, and she did block it, but got the arm as well. Klein's two shots. Oh, a little strong on the first one. Another one to follow here. Jenna with the basket on the night. She'll get the second here. It's on its way off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound loose. And the Indians will come up with it. Clark with the ball. Albion's man defense. Indians being patient here in the offense. 1.5 to go here. First half. 24-10. Albia trails. Doubleheader tonight here at home. Indians taking their time on offense, looking for an opportunity. Here's a spin in the lane, a little left-handed hook shot off the glass, no good. We're going to have a foul on the follow. Carly Robbins spun in the lane, threw up the left-handed shot, then tried to chase down her own free throw, and here comes an opportunity for Albia to chip into this lead as Mackenzie Griffin battling in there with the bigs, got position as Robbins tried to follow her miss. And that'll send Griffin to the line. She'll have the 1-1. Albia in the bonus. First one by Griffin. It's no good. Albia continues to miss on some opportunities here. Clark, coast to coast, shot up, no good. Kyler McCann took the inbounds pass, took it the length of the court, split the defenders right down the right side of the lane, put the shot up, couldn't get the fall, but she's got free throws to come. Here's the shot by McCann. First free throw, no good. Two-shot foul because Mr. Gabe Gravert working his way up the bleachers. How you doing, Gabe? Looking sharp, buddy. He'll be on deck next, him and the Blue Demons. Second one is good. So now a 15-point lead. That has been in matches the largest lead of the night for the Indians. Here's a near steal, tipped away, and Albia will get it back after the ball caroms out of bounds. 46 seconds to go here, first half. 25-10. Albia trails here. They have had some real opportunities of late and have not been able to get the shots to fall. Bettis, baseline, picked up, goes inside to Peterson. She'll put it up, and good! Great execution that time. Peterson, recognizing the spot was open on the floor, slid down the lane, got in the middle, and a heads-up look there by Bettis to find her teammate for an easy look, and Albia now trails by 13, 25 to 12, 29 seconds to go, and the Indians call timeout. We'll take a quick timeout as well. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Preference is given to low-income individuals, And Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Seconds to go. The Indians with the basketball. 25 seconds in this opening half. The Indians going to look for the last shot. They'll milk things down as we approach that 10-second mark. They'll probably go on 10, and that clock reaches 10 seconds, and here comes the Indians. Clemens Root goes to the corner. An open three on the way. High Archer, good. Albion with the inbounds, and they will not have time as the clock expires. 28-12, and that will give the Indians their largest lead of the contest to go to the halftime break. But, folks, if you just joined us, the Lady D's, or we'll check that, the Indians ran off 14 straight points. The ladies found themselves in a big hole to open things up before Albie was able to answer with a three by Mackenzie Griffin. And since that point, it's been pretty much dead even basketball here. The Indians will take a 28-16 lead into the halftime break, but the Lady D's were only outscored by 2 points from about the 4 minute point on this first half. When we come back, we'll have some halftime stats. Going to see if I can catch up with Coach Dave Winger. I see he's in the half or in the house. We'll talk about a couple of big meets in a row coming up, and which we'll have here just in a 1 week and 1 day sectional open action will open up right here at Albion High School. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Boy-Girl Doubleheader Action tonight on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KISC. Don't go anywhere.
You may think that for quality surgery, you need big. Big hospital, big city. But Monroe County Hospital and Clinics invites you to think differently. Think close to home with excellent care. Our surgical team has been awarded 95% patient satisfaction 5 years running. And our general surgeon, Dr. Neil Sokol, gives you award-winning surgery with no travel required. So rethink the big. Think Monroe County Hospital and Clinics.
Check out the always fresh meat department at Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. This week, USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef New York Strip Steaks are $5.89 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Loin and Country Style Pork Ribs or Sirloin Roasts are $1.89 per pound. Hormel Natural Choice Family Packs of Pork Chops, Thin and Thick Cut, just $1.99 per pound. Save on fresh meats at Jim and Charlie's.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
The Albia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
We got a little halftime entertainment here. And I think this is cheer time. The Twisters are going to perform here at the halftime of this girls' basketball game. This crowd's going to enjoy this. These girls put a lot of hard work in. And they're really, really good. And Coach Dave Winger's daughter, Emma, one of the best darn softball players, if I say so myself. And she's going to perform a little cheering routine. So Coach Winger's going to join us at the break between the games tonight, and we'll catch an interview with him and talk about the big contest tomorrow over at Fairfield. And as they prepare for sectional action, cheer time in action right now, and they're doing their little routine. The Twisters. Good stuff. But it is halftime here. Albia, the Lady D's open up tonight's boy-girl doubleheader, and Clark coming to town, always a difficult opponent. One of the best teams in Southern Iowa, the Clark Indians, and they lead here at the halftime break 28-12. And the storyline ended this way. I got into the house a little late with some technical difficulties, and as I was coming on the air, Lady D's found themselves trailing by 9 points. And the Indians rattled off 6 straight points in the first minute of action, which continued on, and the Lady D's found themselves in a 14-0 deficit with about 4:37 to go in the first quarter. And that's when Mackenzie Griffin drained the first basket of the night. It was a 3-point basket, and Lady D started a little momentum. But the Indians had an answer the entire time through and take this halftime lead 28-12. But Halby would have not found themselves in such a big hole to open things up. This game is really a back-and-forth basketball game from that 4-minute point on. It is halftime. I got the stats being put together. Jock and Johnny Flattery taking off his socks right now to add up the totals for this first half. When we come back, we'll get to those first half results. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. It's halftime here, 28-12. Your halftime score, Clark, out in front. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and garden equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People's State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People's State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People's State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
the BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime here at Albia High School. Clark in town. This boy-girl doubleheader, South Central Conference showdown. Glad to have you along tonight. Let's take a look at the first half results. At the end of one quarter of action, Clark, like I said, they ran up 14 straight points before Lady D's were able to answer. And at the end of the first quarter, it was Clark 18, Albia just 5. Better second quarter and second half of the first half for the Lady D's. As they trail here 28-12 at halftime. Leading the scoring for the Indians, it was Kyler McCann. She's got 11 points, including a three-point basket and four free throws. Libby Bemis and Casey Clemens-Rude, they both have 7 points for the Indians, and Carly Robbins has a three-point basket to round out the scoring. That a boy, Jack and Johnny Flattery, bring him in my Diet Pepsi and my M&Ms, the food for champions. That rounds out the scoring for the Indians. Going to the Lady D side, it was a balanced scoring attack for Lady D's. Mackenzie Griffin got the scoring started with a three-point basket. Sarah Clark followed with a three-point of her own. Kylie Peterson, Brooke Bettis, and Jenna McLean round out the scoring for the Lady D's in this first half. It is halftime. The Indians back on the court getting warmed up. And we'll take a timeout, come back, and get things set up for a busy second half. When we come back to Lady D and Blue Demon basketball, we'll take a timeout. Come right back. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Here's a pep band getting ready in the background, warming things up here as we get to second half action. And the JV boys team won, wow, 65-10. Now that's getting things done. Now that's according to Jack and Johnny Flattery, so we're going to hold that to a partial truth. He's validated it. Now, John, put your socks back on. Your feet are starting to stink. You got the stats all done for the first half. Barely needed all 10 of your toes. As we got the 12 points here for the Lady D's. 20-12, your halftime score. Both teams out on the court warming things up. Tomorrow, the wrestling team heads up to over to Fairfield. And that is where... The Blue Demons will end their regular season wrestling on the tournament over in Fairfield. 1 week from tomorrow, this very gymnasium is going to be full of wrestling as the sectionals come to town and the Blue Demons look to move as many wrestlers as possible on their journey to the Wells Fargo Arena. Hard to believe, but we are knocking on the door. Bill Owens walks the ball across the court as I finish up this M&M. Scotty didn't give me enough commercial breaks. I needed a little time to catch my breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right. Here comes Mackenzie Griffin. She'll open things up for the Lady D's. Here's a shot in the lane. Brooke Bettis. Now that's how you get things done. Nice entry pass on the inside. Turned around, squared it up, put it up and good. Here comes the Indians in transition. A shot up, no good. We'll have a foul on the floor. 28-14. Albia trailing here. Free throws to come for Sarah Pate. She's the biggest girl on the court. She takes up a lot of space. Active. Hard to defend. And she gets the first free throw to go down. That is her second point. Second free throw is good as well. 30-14 here. Griffin walks it up for Lady D. She'll be greeted in that extended zone defense. Bettis with it. Brooke dribbles in. Picks up her dribble. Goes to the top of the circle. Garver. Left side. Crawl. Hesitated for a moment. Looked like she's going to pull the trigger on the three. No doing. Crawl with it to the corner to Bettis. Brooke dribbles up. Gets it off to Griffin. Good ball movement here by the Lady D's. Backside pass. Here's an entry pass on the inside. It's taken away. Good ball movement, but a little sloppy on the entry pass. Shot by the Indians is no good. Albie controls the rebound. We'll go back the other direction. Garver with it. Far right side. Takes a dribble, cross court, and thrown away. Well, we at moments look like we're going to make a run and then turn the ball over. And that is a lot to do with the way the Indians play defense. Here comes Clark with the basketball and a 16-point lead. 6:30 to go here. Here's another turnover by the Indians. Albie comes up with it. Cassie Crawl, right side, Mackenzie Griffin. Griffin, left side, Crawl. Nothing there. To the top of the circle we go. Indy's doing a good job of pushing things out. Here's Dyson in the lane, up off the glass, can't get it to fall. Again, another really good look on the inside. Dyson with that lefty, couldn't get it to fall. Here's a pass on the lane. Kellen Root has it taken away. Good hands there by the Lady D's. We're going to have a foul on the court. Kyler McCann with the bump as Griffin was trying to head up court. Glad to have you along tonight. Hope you're enjoying your Friday evening as we start to turn the calendar into February. We're going to be starting to turn the calendar on the sports page into tournament time, both basketball and wrestling. Here's an entry pass, tipped and out of bounds, controlled or last touch by the Indians. Tegan Bosser will check in. Albia trails by 16 here. Both teams with just one basket in this second half. 5:43 to go, third period. Here's an entry pass to Bettis. Off to Griffin, open for three, and makes the basket and traveled with the basketball. 3-point basket by Griffin, but the basket's waved off after she traveled with the basketball. Kind of the storyline of tonight. We've had opportunities, had the basket halfway down a couple different times, roll out. And here's the entry pass on the inside by the Indians to Pate. Pate on the block, turns around, puts it off the glass, and good. 18-point lead now for Clark. Here's a pass, nearly stolen away. Dyson controls it. Crawl with it. Cassie goes inside. Dyson turns, faces the lane, goes down low to Bettis. Bettis up off the glass, high archer, no good. Rebound, tipped and last touched by Albie, out of bounds. Here we'll have Kylie Peterson checking in. She'll give Katie Dyson a breather. The Indians with the basketball and an 18-point lead here as we roll under five to go in the third period. Near steal. Here comes a dribble drive and a blocking foul on the floor. Carly Robbins gave a head fake, drove or baited crawl to come out and then went right by her. Had an easy shot to the basket. Bosser stepped over and gave her a bump. And that's where the foul occurred. Here's a jump shot on the way. Good. Three from the far right corner. 21-point lead by the Indians. Here's the full court press applied. Albie breaks the press. Out top it goes to Griffin. Crawl to Bettis, left baseline. Dribbles in and a blocking foul on the floor as Casey Clemensrud picks up the blocking foul. Second team foul by the Indians in this second half. 4:26 to go, third period. 35-14. Albia trails here. Cassie Crawl inbounds. Crawl looks to inbound, gets into Bettis. To the corner goes. Crawl gets a pick. Three on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Clark in transition. A little shot up off the glass and good. Kyler McCann once again took that coast to coast. And here's the steal. Clemensrud with the steal up. They're she's going to step out of bounds. Check that was Devon Carson. Anticipated the pass ahead. Jumped the pass. Took it away, but did it right on the out-of-bounds line and stepped out of bounds. Albie gets the ball back, trailing here by 23. Here's the inbounds pass. Peterson with it. Kylie in the lane, trying to go down low, has the ball taken away on a little entry pass. It was going astray. The Indians with the basketball and a 23-point lead. 3:48 to go. 37-14, Albie trails. Indians doing a good job being patient in their offense. And here's a blocking foul as Kyler McCann entered the lane trying to work her way across. Got bumped by Brooke Bettis, and that'll be Brooke's third foul. She's going to take a breather, and she'll sit down. I checked that was only her second foul. So she'll take a breather nonetheless. Dyson checks back in. Here's an entry pass on the block. Shot put up and good. Big number 55, Sarah Pate, got the ball on the block, and she's going to be hard to stop when she gets it there. 39-14, 25-point lead. And here's a double dribble on Griffin. The Indians, after that made basket, brought the pressure, which they've been doing most of the evening. And that pressure that time, too much for the Lady D's to handle. Three and a half to go. The Indians with the basketball and a 25-point advantage. There's a dribble drive, kick out. Carson with the shot, off the iron, no good. Rebound, cleared away, up, and this one does fall. Kyler McCann got the long rebound, and it took it right to the left side of the lane, off the glass, and good. Here's a strip from behind. Peterson does recover for Lady D's. Kylie Peterson in the lane, kicks it out. Bossert goes down low, Dyson on the baseline, double team. Trying to separate the defenders, does so. Kicks it up top. To the corner goes. Griffin open for three. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Dyson. Good clear out there by Dyson to Bosser. She'll put the jump shot up. No good on the glass. Is Peterson fighting for it? And the ball's still loose. And the Indians will come up to it. The Indians with the basketball. And here's the ball that goes out of bounds. And a blocking foul on Albia. Team foul, I believe, number four. Third foul on Bossert. Here's a jump shot on the way. Up, no good. Bossert with the rebound. Off to Griffin. Mackenzie Griffin will go to the left side. Clark open for three. Shot on the way. Oh, that looks so pretty. It went quarter of the way down, rimmed his way out. No good. 27-point Indian lead, 41-14. Here's a shot put up from the free throw line. No good. Rebound cleared out by Clark. Clemensrud put the shot up. Couldn't get the fall, and here is a pass ahead that goes out of bounds. Another turnover, and the Indians will get the ball back. Johnny Flattery keeping track of the stats for me tonight. Dance Docker will join me up here in the boys' game. That ought to be a lot of fun as well. A minute 46 to go. And this gym will transition from one court overnight to two courts, where about 500 people will come in here and watch third through sixth grade boys and girls play basketball. Here's a pass ahead. Bettis on the block. Oh, a double dribble called as Brooke got the pass ahead and inadvertently slapped the two hands on the ball at the same time, and that will be another turnover. Good transition basketball. Just once again, the ladies just a little short on finishing things. Here's a steal once again. Albie comes up with it. 1:12 to go. Albie trails by 27, 41-14, your score. Clark in. Jump shot up. No good. Rebound backside. Cleared out by the Indians. One and done for the Lady D's. Here comes Clark to the right side. It goes. McCann, she'll go up top. Albie now it's man defense. Dribble drive, kick out. Clemens Rude. And we have 3 seconds in the lane. Second time this half. The Indians have been called with a 3-second violation. Now the Lady D's could just take advantage of some of these opportunities. See if we can get a basket here. 45 seconds to go, third period. Ladies with the basketball, trailing by 27. Right corner it goes, McLean. The senior goes out top to Griffin. To Crawl. Back to Griffin, open for three. Shot on the way, this one, good! Mackenzie Griffin, nothing but the bottom of the net on that one. 41-17, that's her 6 point, 2 3-point baskets for Griffin. Final 20 seconds of this third period. Indians going to take their time and milk the clock. They'll look for one final shot here. Albie will let them run the clock down. Right side, Robbins. Carly Robbins spins, picks up her dribble. Well defended by Bettis. Nothing doing. Kick out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, one. Clemens Rude puts a shot up and good. Good ball movement and spacing by the Indians. They'll get a basket to finish this third quarter at the end of three. It's the Lady D's trailing here at home, 43-17. We'll be right back with the fourth and final quarter of this first game of our boy-girl doubleheader. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive on KIIC.
When Katherine Berkman needed knee replacement surgery, she was pleased to learn she could have surgery and physical therapy locally at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. Katherine, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
I had excellent care from start to finish. It was so wonderful to be just a mile from home for me and my family. I didn't have to travel for surgery or therapy, which would have been very painful and uncomfortable. Dr. Homadon comes from Des Moines to the medical clinic and everything is done at Monroe.
Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Darn those M&Ms that John bought me. I think they had a little extra peanut in them. They don't go down very fast, John. If I go down, Johnny, just let me go. But if I get choked, just I do not want to receive mouth-to-mouth from you, buddy. Just let me go. The Indians with their first possession of this fourth and final quarter. They're a foul on the Albia. And that'll send Sarah Pate to the free throw line. Lady D's find themselves trailing 26 by 26 points here. Just underway fourth quarter. Here's the free throw, no good. So both free throws, no good for the Indians. And here comes Mackenzie Griffin. Pass down to Bettis in the right corner, left corner. Back out top we go. Zone defense this time by the Indians. Pass inside. Dyson, and we'll have a travel on Katie Dyson. Katie got the ball where she wanted it. Just move it to the basket. Just slid her feet. Katie's the outstanding basketball player for Lady D's. She's going to just keep on getting better. Puts a lot of work into it. Here's a little duck on her shot. No good. Bettis right there to contend it. She comes up with the rebound. Gets it out to Griffin. McKenzie up the right side of the court. Goes to the corner to Garver. Nothing doing. Picks up a dribble. Finds Dyson at the free throw line. Dyson kicks it out. Griffin open for three. Shot in the way. Off the iron. No good. Rebound loose. And the Indians come up with it. Clemens rode with it. Left side it goes. Alvia. Man defense. Clemens Root, top of the circle, goes inside. Here's a turnaround off the glass. No good. Sarah Pate put the shot up, contested by Dyson. Dyson gets the rebound. She'll get it out to Griffin, and we'll go the other way. 6.5 to go in the ballgame. Bettis baseline puts the shot up. Oh, couldn't get a goal to fall. Dyson with the follow. She does get this one to go down. Katie right there. On the backside with the follow, and Albia now trails 43-19. Here's Clemens Root. Picks up her dribble, goes to the left side. A three ball on the way by the Indians. Good. Kyler McCann. She's got 18 points. And that three-point basket for the Indians. And that elevates the lead back to 27. Matching the largest lead of the night. And here's a steal. The Indians with long arms, quick hands. They go the other way. Jump shot up. Good. Sarah Pate, big number 55, got that one at the elbow. Turned, faced the basket, and drained it. Griffin with it. Left side, crawl. Garver now, the senior with it, goes top. Crawl, open for three on the backside. Shot up. High, Archer off the iron, no good. Here comes the Indians in transition. Carson with it. She picks up a dribble, nearly turns it over. Good defense by the Lady D's getting back. Next dead ball. We're going to have a host of substitutions both ways. Here's a near steal by Cassie Kroll. In his recover, Clemens Root goes baseline. She'll put the shot up. No good. Rebound. And we're going to have a foul this time, I believe, on Kristen Garver. 29-point lead by the Indians. 5:02 to go in the ballgame. Free throw, no good. Second one to come. Katie Dyson will get a breather as Kylie Peterson will check in. Kristen Garver getting a rest. Taking Bossert back in. Second free throw is good for Clemens Root. So the Indians with now four fresh faces on the court. 4:58 to go in the ballgame. Right side it goes Bossert. She'll try to find Peterson inside. Here's a steal by the Indians. Left side, Indians with the basketball. Little dribble drive. Kick to the corner. Jump shot on the way. No good. Bemis left it short. Alvey with the rebound. Griffin, she'll take it coast-to-coast, kick it out. Bosser, she'll wait, heads, fakes, puts it off the glass, no good. Rebound by Bettis. She'll try to clear it out, but she'll be fouled. Brooke doing a good job on the follow. Strong, cleared the rebound out, but could not get separation. Here's a long three by Griffin, no good. Rebound, last touch by Alvey, and it'll go back the other way to the Indians. Clark with the basketball. There's a dribble drive. Kick to the right side. Nothing doing. And we're going to have, I believe, a blocking foul on Albia. No. There's a blocking foul, but it's a moving screen on the Indians. So Albia will get the ball back, trailing by 30. It's a pass to right side. Bosser goes to the corner. Peterson behind the arc. Nothing doing. She'll go up to the right side to Griffin. Back to Griffin. Open. Nope. Shot partially blocked, but Peterson comes up with it. She'll put a follow-up. No good. Ball is loose. Last touch by Albia. The Indians will get the ball back. Nice big crowd rolling in here. Entire Albia side of the gymnasium is full as the boys get ready to take the court. The left side filling up. Half the left side full of Albia fans as well. Indians taking their time here on this possession. Albia stays in its man defense. And here's a foul on Cassie Krall. A little blocking foul. That is Albia's eighth foul, and that means free throws here for the Indians. Libby Bemis, she goes to the free throw line. She's got 7 points tonight. She's got a 1-1 here. First one on the way. It is good. Sarah Clark will check in. She'll give Cassie Krall a spell. 3:20 to go. Second one no good. McCain, who just checked in, clears it out for Lady D's. She'll get the rebound, hand it off to Griffin. She'll walk it up across the half-court line. Crossover, kicks it to Clark. Right side it goes, Peterson. Baseline, picks the dribble up, tries to find Griffin out front. McKenzie goes back to Peterson on the baseline once again. Shot up, no good, a little short. Here comes the Indians the other way on the clear out. All the way to the basket and losing the basketball as she went to the basket. Devin Carson had an open layup, but on her way up, kicked the ball out of her own hand. 2:52 to go. Another substitution in for Albia. And that is a three-point shot up. No good. Haley Hudson, who just checked in, just walked on the court, put a three up. Couldn't get the fall. Nice-looking jump shot, though. Ball loose on there, followed by the Indians on their side of the court. Albia comes up with the rebound as we go under 2.5 to go. The Indians with a convincing 31-point lead. And we have a foul, a blocking foul on the floor. Kylie Peterson will be fouled. That is the 15th foul by the Indians. Another substitution coming in for Albia. Younger players getting some action here. Susie Strasco will get some action here. The sophomore. Inbounds. Hudson with it. Goes back to Clark. Three on the way. Left it a little strong. No good. Rebound. Come away with it is Clark. The Indians. Not Sarah Clark. The Albion. Clark, the Indians, had the ball taken away by Clark of Albia. And she loses it back, and now the Indians with the basketball and a turnover as the Sarah Clark did a really good job defensively there, forcing the pressure. Active hands, active feet. Turnover gives the ladies the ball back. Under two to go. 50-19, Albia trails here. Hudson with it. Goes to McLean. She'll turn. Go to left side. Jump shot on the way. Up. No good. Rebound by the Indians. Shot put up there by Susie Strasco. And here's another near steal. And it will turn out to be a turnover. Good defense by Haley Hudson causing the turnover. Kylie Peterson gets a breather as Katie Dyson checks back in for Albia. Clark with it. Dyson far left corner. Looking inside, nothing there. Back out to Sarah Clark. Right side, Hudson. Open for three. Long three. No good. Rebound loose. And we have a foul on Albia. Hudson showing some range. That's about a foot and a half, 2 feet behind the three-point line. That was going to be a foul on the Indians. Check that. Albia with the inbounds. Trailing by 31, 1:17 to go, and it's still on the inbounds by the Indians. They'll go across the half-court line, set things up. They're going to move some offense and move some time. Oh, no, they're not. They're going to shoot the three. Here's a three ball, no good. Rebound by Dyson. Sure looked like they were going to do that. But Amanda Kindred said, hey, I'm behind the three-point arc, and I got an open shot, and I've been sitting over there on that bench, and I'm going to take mine. Love my wife. She said, just text me. Do I need my glasses? Yes, I do. They're sitting on the counter at home as I left in a mad rush to get here. So what good does it do to have Dr. Adler prescribe glasses to you, fix you up, when you leave them sitting on the counter? Here comes Garver with the rebound. Hudson tripped up, nearly lost it, recovers. Under a minute to go here. Clark, head fake. Looked like she's going to pull the trigger once again. Didn't do so. The Garver on the block, up off the glass. Count it. Are they going to count it? Pushing foul. The basket fell. Did they count the basket? Ah, oh no. They're going to say that was on the floor. Ah, it was a nice looking move anyway out of the senior. That's a foul on the floor. So 1-on-1 here by Garver. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. And they'll look to try to run some clock off here. Final 35 seconds. Albia trails by 31, 50-19. Indians with a shot up. No good. Backside rebound. Kristen Garver once again comes up with the basketball, and she's going to walk the other way. More free throws to come. Garver at the line. Puts her first shot up. Good! Kristen, outstanding athlete. Great student. Super kid. And gives so much to her team and to our school and the community. As a senior, she will be missed. She's going on that final approach. Final 15 seconds, 30-point lead. Here's a three on the way by Hudson. This one, good. Boy, I'll tell you what, Haley Hudson has a nice release. She drains the three-point basket. Under 3 seconds to go, and the Indians will milk the clock here. Good sports, not take a shot at the end, and that will be the conclusion. First game in the book of our boy-girl doubleheader. Albia found itself in a big old hole to start things out as the Indians came out of the gate. Ran off 14 under-answered points by the Indians before the Lady D's were able to score. And Albie played the back-and-forth basketball for the better about a quarter and a half before the Indians went on a nice long run. And they'll take a big decisive victory over the Lady D's, 50-23, your final score here in our first game of this boy-girl doubleheader. Coach Dave Winger is going to join me here in just a second. We'll talk about their contest tomorrow and set things up for sectional action. When we come back between the break of the boys-girl doubleheader, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive on your sports leader, KIIC.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal, we're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Or a loved one.